This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
We're just looking here. Apparently a storm is a brewing and due to come in this weekend.
Status yellow of rain. Sorry, I'm going to do that whole thing again. A status yellow. Hold on.
People have already switched
Take
off.
Three. A status yellow wind warning for Ireland, 7 a.m. Saturday to 8 p.m. Saturday.
It has a name as well. Do you want to guess?
Give me a letter.
Kate.
Kevin.
Female.
Karina.
Karen.
Nope.
Carly with a K.
Kylie.
No.
Oh, Stone Kylie would be great.
Stone Kylie would
Kathleen.
Be good. Ah, boring.
I wanted to guess more.
Kathleen was my the name of my
Karma.
What?
Karma is my boyfriend. Friend.
Kathleen was the name of my first ever childminder. She was a dote.
Mine was Veronica. Mine was Veronica.
Veronica, did you have a childminder?
Mine was Jackie.
Jackie.
She lived across the road from us and she was the best. And then we moved and we went to a new childminder who was called Mary, and she was very scary.
Oh,
she's a very nice woman, but just at the time I thought she was really scary, but she wasn't actually. She was very nice.
You're one. Kathleen was an absolute dote. She used to make the meanest, deadliest cheese toasties in the world.
Yeah.
And she'd also my mom made a class spaghetti with like real ham and just cream.
I was such a little shit when it came to going to my childminders. Like, poor Mary. I remember she made us dinner and I was obviously weird with food all the time.
Yeah.
She used to make these like sandwiches that were like brown bread and they were rotten. And so I flushed them down the toilet.
David!
The toilet got blocked.
Tomato.
And I was just like, nope, wasn't me. And she's like, David, you're the only child I mind. My 14-year-old son is not doing that.
No.
And my husband is not doing that.
Well, the 14-year-old like, well, might, you wouldn't know.
Wasn't me.
It is looking like if you are in Ireland, I don't know where you're listening to this, but likelihood is you're somewhere in the country. It's a batten down the hatches weekend. Honestly, I know it's April showers, but feck off.
I have a gig on Saturday. I want to go to that. Don't be cancelling the gigs now.
I'm seeing there a lot of the hype seems to be Cork and Munster. Let me see. Ireland weather. Dublin's double storm update.
Double storm.
Second storm will wreak havoc. Wow.
Great word, havoc.
Havoc's wonderful.
It doesn't actually say, it just says for Ireland. It doesn't say which
storm
country.
Olivia might be following her right away. Named by the Portuguese Met Office. Why do they get in first and call the second one Olivia? Who gets to decide that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
You know the way it's Olivia, right?
Mm.
Or it's K at the moment, and then where's
LM?
Where's LM? An N.
If the Kathleen one has been named by the British and Irish Met Office, the Portuguese Met Office will be on a different state.
Oh, right,
storms.
Okay. So did we have an O, Storm O last year?
Stormophilia.
But that's what I'm thinking, Stormophilia. But like that was years ago.
That was 2018.
So every year they reset the storm names. So there's obviously 26 letters, but there's not going to be 26 storms in a year.
No. The most iconic one to date was Storm Emma.
It was Storm Emma.
My girl, she came in and slayed.
Ophelia. That was Beast from the East, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
that was me and my ex-girlfriend's song, Ophelia, because we chatted during the storm, Ophelia.
Was Ophelia before Emma?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
That was just before my time, I think.
We weren't born, Rena.
Yeah.
Ophelia was very scary. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Great tune by the Vamps, though. Oh, Ophelia.
Don't know about
you've been on my mind ever since the flood. It's not the Vamps. Who is it?
No,
it's the Lumineers or something, is it? Oh, yeah, that's Cecilia. And that's exactly what I used to get wrong with it.
Cecilia.
But there is an Ophelia song.
I don't know.
We'll discuss this off air. Look it up yourself, podcasters. We'll come back tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hello. How are you? It's Thursday, the 4th of April. It's Emma, Dave, and Ashling at 7:03 here at Spin.
Good morning. It's just me and you for this week.
It is indeed.
She's back on Tuesday, though, right?
She is back on Tuesday. And you know what it'll be? I was thinking about this last night across my mind. We've a few of us who've had the Good Friday off were very lucky to have like 3-4 day weeks.
Yeah.
She'll be into her 4th 4-day week.
Ah.
With a week off in the middle.
She does it right, doesn't she?
She's a smart girl.
I guarantee you she planned that.
Oh, you may be sure of it.
Definitely.
100%. I was meant to go to a play last night. I was actually really excited about it.
A play? You're filling in for Ashling while she's away, are you?
I enjoy a play every now and then.
Okay.
Rather than a musical, Ashling's more into.
Fair.
The Kite Runner. Did you ever read The Kite Runner in school?
I've heard of The Kite Runner, never ever read it.
I think I read it in school. I think it was something I read in school. Anyway, it was on in the Gaiety, right? And yesterday afternoon, I was coughing and spluttering and couldn't catch me breath.
Right.
And I kind of said to myself, should I really be going? Imagine if I get a fit of coughing in the Gaiety.
Oh, not good.
The Kite Runner, like, it's a, I presume it's kind of a tough watch, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The subject matter isn't exactly woo.
It's right, okay.
Like heavy stuff. So I was like, look, I just don't think it's appropriate to go and get a big coughing fit while I'm there. So I said, right, bow out, forget about it. So I sent an email because I was meant to go with like a group, a PR company.
Right.
I said, sorry, guys, I just don't think I can make it anyway. Grant, get a reply this morning. No worries at all. I'm glad you're not able today, as it was yesterday. Feel better soon.
Oh, no.
So that's not great, is it?
No, that's not a great showing.
I apologised yesterday afternoon around 4 o'clock and the gig had been over since 9 o'clock the previous night, Tuesday night. So I'm great at life.
You should see, this is where I would come in and just be like, sorry, my email sent that too late. My internet has been broken. It's not my fault.
I just read back this morning. It quite clearly says, come to the Kite Runner Thursday, the 2nd of April. I was like, how did I make such a mess of that? Anyway, it's 7:05. Let's do this for a Thursday. Tate McRae's Greedy here at Spin. Good morning. You're with
morning.
Dave and Aisling. A bizarre story doing the rounds in the world of sports.
I love a bizarre sports story.
Yes. Well, Irish basketball teams were initially ordered to replay the final 0.3 seconds of a game that happened recently. Okay. Now, it's confirmed that this whole bizarre thing has been pulled back and will not be going ahead. But this is after one of the clubs refused to take part in this refixture, right? Bizarre stuff. Having to travel for zero.
Sorry, they wanted to come back for this 0.3 seconds.
They wanted them back for 0.3 seconds.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll explain all why, but naturally one team, the Portlaoise Panthers, said they'll just accept elimination from the Division 1 quarterfinal. They refused to play 0.3 seconds of the game that was initially ordered by Basketball Ireland. A statement was issued. The club said, we think the ordering of 0.3 seconds to be replayed of our quarterfinal is completely against the spirit of basketball and was never the basis for appeal. They said, we would never ask nor expect Limerick Sport Eagles, a club whom we hold in the highest regard, to travel to Portlaoise to play the remaining 0.3 seconds. 0.3
What
seconds.
Happened in that 0.3 seconds?
This is the thing. So Portlaoise had initially lost out 80-78 on Saturday.
Okay.
There was two converted free throws by former Ireland captain Jason Killeen.
Right.
Proving the difference between the sides. It was a very tight encounter by all accounts. But the Panthers argued that the foul that led to those free throws should not have stood, claiming that the final buzzer had sounded beforehand. Okay. It's like a golden ticket fiasco people giving out to us. Oh, the buzzer. They're saying, ah, lads, the buzzer had happened already. Pointing to the fact that they were not permitted the opportunity to line up again as the clock showed 0-0. So then this was obviously what they offered them back, and they're saying, forget about it. Like,
oh my God. That's insane. This is like something you'd hear about in America, like 0.3. When you said Basketball Ireland and Portlaoise Panthers.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. They said, like, our appeal was never based on the grounds that there should have been 0.3 seconds played. Our appeal was solely based on and supported by video evidence that the final foul call was 1.6 seconds after the buzzer sounded.
There's video evidence.
They have video evidence.
So there was no point in playing 0.3 seconds. Right, lads, I'll get in position there. Right, go home.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what 0.3 seconds actually sounds like?
I would love to hear what that sounds like.
All right, let's take some of the big songs here at Spin at the moment. We Can't Be Friends from Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Now, again, you've travelled back to Portlaoise from Limerick for this replay. 0.3 seconds. Everyone's kitted out. You've got off the bus.
Yeah.
Big day out. Time-consuming day. Here we go.
I scored.
Dave, as you can see in front of you, I've crumpled up three pieces of paper, okay?
You have.
There's a bin over there.
There is.
That's your basketball hoop.
Right.
Imagine now this is the Portlaoise Panthers and the gang from Limerick all ready to go. 3, 2, 1. Can you even identify what that song is from that?
It's Olivia Rodrigo. Is it? Oh no, it's these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone. Pick up the two again. We're going to do one more and see if anything can happen, right? I'll count you in.
I have to throw them at the same time.
No. Well, I suppose, yeah.
I don't know
if
you've ever seen the crazy videos on TikTok. So the thing with basketball is when the buzzer goes, if the ball is still in motion, it still counts.
Oh, I've seen movies, Callum.
So you basically just have to make sure that you release your paper basketball whilst that song is playing. So I wouldn't go 3 or 1. I just go for the 1.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to count you in, right? We're going to start the game in 3, 2, 1.
Damn it.
He got two away in those 0.3
but
seconds.
But none of them in.
But none of them in.
Give me one more 0.3.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I hate this game. I'm going
go
home.
On, yeah, let's, yeah,
we've got to stay on air until David gets one in the box.
I will get it in.
Okay,
hold on.
And go. Again, this... Oh, you... you don't even know when the time is starting.
Well, he missed them all anyway.
Okay. This is training season from Dua Lipa, by the way. This
I will
is,
get it.
This is 0.3 seconds
I
of that.
I will get it.
Okay, when I... Wait, shall I go? Now.
No.
Okay,
no,
listen. We'll be here all day.
We'll be here all day.
And for that reason is why the Portlaoise Panthers said, "You're grand, lads. Forget about it. Best luck to everyone else in the league," or whatever.
Wow.
It's called. John Gibbons now. This is Lie to Me. It's Spin. I think I
need a break. It spins fully charged, recharged. I'll be there
keeping you warm. Moncrief and Warm on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Seems to be just finished up touring. Looks like he had an absolute ball of a time. Right, it's 21 minutes after
Where
7.
Where was he touring?
All over Europe.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, looked really cool. Like, he put up like a, you know, a video, kind of rap video yesterday.
Yeah.
And it just looked like the crack.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I saw this today and I thought this was the most bizarre thing ever. A new study has projected that everyone in Japan is going to have the same surname by the year 2531. And people all thought it was an April Fool's prank, right? Now, I know that this is kind of a thing in a certain place. I think it's called Osaka in Japan. There's a tennis player called Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
And someone was basically like, "Oh, your friend is also Osaka," and they're like, "Yeah, everyone is called Osaka in Osaka." I don't know why, but it's just maybe their tradition or whatever. But that's not the case for the rest of Japan. In Japan, married couples are legally obliged to have the same family name in a law that dates back to the civil code implemented in the late 1800s. So basically, if you get married, you have to take the fella's name. So my mom never took my dad's name.
Yeah.
Like, my mom has always been her own surname.
However,
I mean?
Then you guys, like you as the kids, aren't double barrels.
So yeah, no, we're not.
His name will still dominate.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But apparently it's projected that every person in Japan is going to have the same surname, Sato-san, in just over 500 years' time, unless the law changes to allow married people to actually have their own surname.
And go double barrels.
That's the thing.
Is that not going to be the same everywhere then? Because
it's not even double barrel though, just not take it at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, so say for example, my mom didn't take my dad's name. She's not double-barreled. My mom is Gráinne Bhavasúr.
I'm talking about the kids.
Oh, the kids. Yeah, that is true,
That's where it'll get confusing.
I wonder.
But then, would that not be the same everywhere then? If that's the case in Japan and it's just based on purely marriage stats, then is that not the case?
Well, apparently no other country in the world basically, or no, I think Japan is literally one of the very few countries in the world that makes you take the surname.
Okay, so you have to.
Of the husband, yeah.
It's so very confusing now in a night out if you're going to have a little kiss with someone.
It would be a little bit, you know what I mean?
As soon as I hear Nolan, I'm like, avert.
Yeah, we could be cousins, yeah. So if everyone becomes Sato-san, we may have to be addressed by our very first name or by numbers, a professor of economy said.
You're not going to number people.
Yeah, he said, I don't think we can call that a good world to live in. But currently, Sato-san is the most popular surname in Japan with 1.529%. of the population bearing that family name.
Imagine,
like, that's a hell of a lot of people. 1.5% of Japan.
No, it's a lot of people.
So many people.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking at 500 years from now as well.
Yeah.
And Sato-san, so the Sato-san crew are obviously like a big, big, big crew of family if they're taking up 1.5% already.
Yeah, it must be. He said by 2024-46, he said half the population will be called Sato-san. However, a 2022 survey, right, now this is interesting because it says 39.3% of single people said they would want to have the same surname as their husband or wife. So you're like, he was like, if that is the case, then by the year 3310, basically when everyone will be called.
Question for the lads in the room. Do you think you'd ever, I always think this, not always, I have thought about it before. If you were in a situation where you were madly in love with someone and you'd asked her to marry you.
Yeah.
And close enough to whatever point
I know
she said,
what's coming.
I just don't really want to take your name. Would you be offended by that?
Oh, I don't know what's coming. I thought you were going to ask, would I take her name?
No, no. Well, yeah, that's another question. But, like, would you be offended?
If she didn't take my name?
If she said, I'd rather not, thanks.
Why in God's name would you take my name in the first place? I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. That's your name. You know, say you're Jane Smith or whatever.
Yeah.
That's your name. Why would you then? It makes no sense. I love the way my mom decided not to take my dad's name. I think that's so cool. She's her own person.
Yeah.
Just because she's married to my dad doesn't make, do you know what I mean? Doesn't mean, I just think it's cool.
God, there's a feminist in our boy. Yeah.
No, exactly the same. I actually don't care.
Why would you care? Like?
No.
I think some people just think it's such a lovely tradition. They'd be like, why would you not take my name?
If you took my name, I think I'd take your name as well.
Oh yeah, you just double it up.
I
have a couple of friends back home in the UK. They're called Rob and Emma. He was called Rob Lilly,
okay.
And she was called Emma Jones, and they went for double barrel names. So they're Rob and Emma Lily Jones.
That works stunningly.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. That sounds really, really good.
I take that.
Yeah, there you go.
Or if it was like Farmer Nolan or Farmer Hammond. Do you know what I mean?
That'd see, Farmer just makes it sound like
you're a farmer.
I'm a farmer and I live on a farm.
Callum's surname is Farmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in Spain, the tradition is, right, because I've got Spanish relatives. Say, for example, hypothetical. Me, Dave, we're Spanish and you and I marry and we have kids. Their surname automatically is Nolan Hammond, right?
Is it?
So automatically, there's no messing. So my cousins are called Cronin Nolan. So my mom's made...
Cronin Nolan.
No, I'm wrong. That would be amazing. No, Cronin Quintana. So their dad's Quintana and their mom's Cronin, right?
Okay.
So that's just their kids' names, but the father's name will always dominate because if they have kids, they'll drop Cronin and keep Quintana, and then they're the dad of their kids' names. Do you get
would
me?
Would be Quintana.
Just give me Cronin Nolan.
Yeah. Cronin Nolan.
That would have been great.
It's great when I'm meeting up with my mom's side of the family in Spain with my crew, because it's like, where are the Cronin Nolans? Right.
I love that.
That's very good.
That's cool.
Here is Becky Hill on the team up with Sunny Federa. It's called Never Be Alone on Spin 103.8. Good morning.
Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Becky Hill and Sunny Federa on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. 7:29 now. Just looked up Becky Hill there to see what she's been up to.
Oh, how is she?
And it says Becky Hill is facing investigative scrutiny over multiple payments made to a county employee.
Oh, no.
For the purpose of cleaning Becky's house. A little bit of further digging. It's another Becky Hill.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not this Becky Hill.
Oh, that's how they get their clicks.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Very highbrow stuff on Spin this morning. It is, do you believe, National Poetry Month in April in Ireland?
Oh, thank goodness for that. I've been waiting for this for a whole year.
Yes, Dave, it's a special occasion to celebrate the importance of poets and poetry in our culture. We've had some stellar poets come from Ireland. Seamus Heaney, Oscar Wilde.
Do you know when someone says like that and you're like, God, aren't we great like to have Seamus Heaney and Oscar Wilde and stuff as poets or whatever, as writers? And then if someone actually came up to you and said, I'm a poet, I'd be like, I don't like you.
You know what I think is a crying shame?
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, a lot of like artists, think of, who's your man there in Rome?
The Pope?
No. The artist, Da Vinci. Who's got
who's your man in Rome? Da Vinci.
Like, who's got time these days, or given the time to go off and be an artist like that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who
you
can
must
actually
come from money if you can be an artist?
Well, that's true. And who can actually pay to make rent in Dublin and be like, I need to go off and be inspired and write a poem?
That's
like
a whole, lads did. That's a whole lot of grants, I'd say.
Yeah.
A whole lot of grants.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, who's going to go down in history as
we need it.
Seamus Heaney, etc. Do you recall, because this morning as I was preparing this, I went back to Leaving Cert, Higher Level, Paper 2, 2011, to try and remind myself of what poet I wanted to come up for my Leaving Cert. And I remembered straight away, good old Robert Frost came up for me.
Oh, very good.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I'm sorry I couldn't travel both. Do you remember who came up for you?
I think it was Heaney. I'm not entirely sure, though.
Okay. Well, as we're talking...
No, it was Platt. It was Sylvia Platt.
What year did you do your leaving?
2013.
Oh, my God. That's mad.
Yeah.
I was on Erasmus, but I'm so old compared to you.
I'm just a baby.
So I was thinking about this, and I used to love poetry. I used to think that maybe there was a poet in me. So I went looking around, asked Mam to send me up some old copybooks.
Mm.
And I found a poem that I wrote when I was in first class, so around 8 years old. And at the start, it was a homework thing I had to do. We were given this by our teacher. Write a poem about spring ending and summer beginning.
Okay.
So with that in mind, and celebrating the work of our poets, our Heaneys, our James Joyces, etc., and with the threat of AI when it comes to art, you listening, have a guess, right? Dave's going to read both poems and asking AI the same question with an 8-year-old in mind. Write a poem about spring ending and summer beginning. And you guess, are you someone who supports the arts? Can you differentiate between a real human being at 8 years old, little old me,
and
AI? So Dave's going to read both. Start with number one, Dave. And again, you're writing number one for real. Number two, oh, what we say? Number two for, okay.
Just tell us what one you think is AI.
Yeah, okay. One being, yeah, okay. Yeah, which one is the AI?
Number one or two. This is poem number one.
Springtime fades, summer's near. Sunshine bright, sky so clear. Flowers bloom, birds take flight. Oh, summer's joy, such delight. That is poem number one.
Is it
AI or not? What do you think? Or do you think this is AI? Poem number two. Summer days with my friends. Evening sunshine that never ends. No school, no homework, no uniform. Instead the pool, ice creams and feeling warm.
Okay, both are great, it must be said. But which one is AI and which one was written by me a long, long time ago? Number
are, we liking,
again, Dave?
Are we liking the Bosco vibe?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Maybe go like...
No, not liking it. Is it a bit too FM? Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Maybe go for more of just a little girl, okay?
Springtime fades, summer's near. Sunshine's bright, sky so clear. Flowers bloom, birds take flight. Oh, summer's joy, such delight. That is poem number one. And poem number two is summer days with my friends. Evening sunshine that never ends. No school, no homework, no uniform. Instead the pool, ice creams and feeling warm. What is the AI? Is it poem number one or is it poem number two? You've got to be a real, you know, connoisseur of the arts to get this, I think.
100%. So if you think number one is AI, just write number one in a WhatsApp. If you think poem number two is AI, write number two in a WhatsApp.
Do you know what's great?
What?
I've completely forgotten which one's AI.
Good.
I have completely forgotten.
I still remember my art, I'll tell you that much, darling. You're on Spin. Here's Robert Grace.
You're out in church singing Gloria. I'm on the floor in euphoria.
Zara Larson's You Love, You Love. Here at Spin Morning.
June.
Listen, very highbrow stuff on the show this morning. It is National Poetry Month, would you believe? I fancied myself a little bit of a poet when I was in school. I loved Robert Frost. I was obsessed with him in Leaving Cert. It wasn't even a pain to go studying Robert Frost. Anyway, so what we're celebrating National Poetry Month and recognising the threat of AI on the arts, I discovered an old poem that I wrote when I was in first class, around 8 years old. And then also we brought you an AI poem. Dave read them both beautifully. And you've been getting in touch with which poem, poem one or poem two, you think is AI. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how's going?
Hi, Amy.
What's the crack? So what are you thinking? Is poem number one or poem number two AI?
I think poem number one is AI.
You think poem number one. Springtime fades, summer's near, sunshine bright, sky so clear. Flowers bloom, birds take flight. Oh, summer's joy, such delight.
Honestly, I think if an 8-year-old wrote that in school, they'd be straight into college.
Oh, hell yeah.
That, of course, is AI. Well done, Amy.
What gave it away, Amy? What gave it away?
Do you know what it was? In poem two, I think it was more like... Yeah. It was more like kids written because it had uniform, swimming pool, ice cream, whereas AI can be a bit too funky.
I agree. And it didn't really rhyme up properly, I don't think. Poem number two, which was my one.
Number two was summer days with my friends, evening sunshine that never ends. No school, no homework, no uniform. Instead, the pool, ice creams and feeling warm.
Like, ice creams didn't rhyme with homework there at all.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Well done, Amy. Thank you. You are a connoisseur of the arts, darling.
Well done, Amy.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later.
It's actually very good to know that you can actually decipher AI from non-AI.
I know.
It makes me
for
happy.
For now.
Yeah,
for
true.
Now. Here's Fred again. That's Spin.
So much better at everything.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Fred again, Obongiar, and Adore You on Spin. I'm going to say it, and I have no insight at all.
Go on.
Fred again, Saturday night, Electric Picnic, main stage.
Wow.
That is my prediction.
Didn't he play last year?
He didn't. It was absolutely and utterly unbelievably incredible. I loved every second of it. It was amazing.
Therefore, I don't think they repeat. That's the only thing.
They often repeat.
Do they?
You had Niall Horan on several years in a row. You've had Dermot Kennedy several years in a row. You've had Hozier many years in a row. You've had Billie Eilish many years in a row.
I think on all accounts you're wrong. On every single account there, I think you're completely wrong.
Absolutely.
I actually think you are. I don't think there's been repeats.
There has.
I don't think Niall Horan has played Electric Picnic once in his lifetime.
How often, Callum, has Hozier played Electric Picnic?
I don't know. hold on.
I guarantee you. that's wrong.
Right, come on, Callum. What's the story?
So I can see that Billie Eilish has played it in 23 and then she played it previously in 2019. But there are a few gaps. It wasn't consecutive.
It wasn't fine. Year after year.
Yeah, Dermot Kennedy also the same. He's played it in 2022, 2019.
Thank you.
But never in consecutive year.
That was not your initial point. You said no repeats.
No repeats as in a year after year. They're not going to play Fred again last year and then again this year.
I can't see acts doing consecutive years.
No, it won't happen.
So you're both correct.
Yes.
Let's talk about the golden ticket.
Thank you. Listen, it was an incredibly close call on the golden ticket yesterday. Look.
She had a serious amount of time on Song 5 as well.
100%. There's good vibes in the air regarding the golden ticket. Get on to play this morning. Win that holiday to Corfu with Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Golden in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038.
Let's go.
Hi, how are you? It's 4 minutes after eight. It's Thursday, believe it or not, the 4th of April. Emma, David, Aisling, what's happening?
Good morning. How are we all? I did something a little bit silly yesterday.
Go on.
A little bit silly.
Wouldn't be like you, must be said.
It's just one of those things where it's like, as soon as you do it, you're like, damn it, why didn't I do that? Why did I do that? Because I didn't think about this and this and this and this. So basically, do you know my car? And it's quite a significant scratch on the left-hand side of it. It kind of goes the whole way from the front of
what
the car to the back.
What happened to that again?
I was coming into work into this building and I was parking downstairs in the basement once and the gate into the building is...
It came out and hit your car.
Yes, the gate came out and hit my car. That's exactly what happened. Thank you, Emma. It's just so bloody small. It's so narrow. Anyway, that was like 2 years ago, right, at this stage, that I scratched the car. And I never bothered to fix it. However, recently I've been kind of like, I'd love a new car. There's no way in hell I'm getting a new car or selling that car if it's going to look like that. So I need to get it fixed, right? Mm. So I went up to this garage and I said, listen, I probably need to get this fixed. How much are we talking? He was like, I can do it for you for €500. I was like, oh my God, happy days. I rang my dad beforehand and he was like, that's going to cost about €2,000 to fix. Like, this is scraped to bits. You know what I mean? It's like if someone went and keyed it with a butcher knife. It's really bad. And he was like, £500. And I was like, oh my God, I nearly bit his hand off. I was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. Then I come home and I'm on the phone to dad and I'm like, yeah, £500. He's like, that's amazing, unbelievable. And you've nothing else due, you know, the next month or whatever. I was like, no, I don't think so. Walking past my windscreen and as I see, NCT is due in May.
Oh, dear.
Car tax is due in, when was it? May.
Oh.
And then car insurance was, when was that up? Oh, yeah, May. So every single thing to do with my car is coming out in May.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know why I do it to myself. Because I know every single year, May is the year I have no money because I need a car.
What year? What month is your birthday again?
It's in April. Why? You're going to give me money for my birthday?
No. It's just my birthday is in May and my June is is the same.
Is it?
Because it's like after you get in the road and you're 17, you turn 17, you get your license.
Yeah.
This was the days when you could drive and a learner permit without a single lesson.
Yes.
Different times.
Not
different
good.
Times.
So
June is my broke month. So are you going to bother? Going ahead with the scratch?
I'll have to, yeah. I feel like I'm just going to be poor for the month of the month of May. It's not going to be fun, but I'll have to do it.
It's a terrible time because I have that in June. It's just coming into summer when there's loads going on. Everyone's going on holidays and you're like, my car is eating up every little drop of my wages. When I was years ago, went out with my boyfriend at the time, an ex-boyfriend now, I was staying at his house one night and I was getting up for work in the morning before him in the spare room, like putting on my makeup, getting ready, looked out the window at my car. And a neighbour's child was out cycling their new bike. And I saw it happen. The kid fell up against my car. The whole car fell along it and the big scrape. And I was such a pushover at the time when I went out to meet them. They were like, Emma, we're so sorry. And I was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And at the time, I was like a 23-year-old, so broke, could have just done with a few £100. But I was like, no, don't worry about
it. Better person than I.
It's grand. No, walk over it. That's not good. golden tickets on the way. Spin 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Just 10 past 8, there was very exciting scenes on the golden ticket yesterday. Nikita, she got to Song 5. The buzzer just caught her out by a second or two. And... Troy Sivan's name didn't quite come to her.
Troy on,
yeah, she went no, with. But I think a lot of hearts, including ours, broke for Nikita yesterday.
It did indeed.
We're dying to give away this holiday to Corfu. You know that by now.
But maybe today is the day. Unbelievable 7 nights at the Royal Grand Hotel in Corfu, all for you. You can just sit back, relax, chill out.
Sunway is who we thank for this, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And look, we come into this with hope every day, don't we?
Oh, we do.
We all do.
A little bit of a prayer every night before.
Alex, how are you? Welcome.
How are you, Emma? How are you, Dave?
What's the plan for the day? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm just in Walker.
What
just
do you do, Alex?
I make headphones.
You make headphones?
I make headphones, yeah.
Okay.
Radio headphones, like smart headphones, small headphones?
Yeah. Headstones, gravestones.
Oh, headstones.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
okay,
funny.
You make
that's
headstones. Funny. Okay, very good. God, that's quite a process, I'd say, is it?
Yeah, it's hard graft, yeah.
What do you carve it with? Or do you carve it or do you just put letters on it? Like, do you carve it with water or what do you carve it with?
Yeah.
Well, it's all machinery now, kind of, but back in the old days, it would have been hammer, chisel, stuff
really?
Like that, yeah.
That's good. Do you miss those days or are you very glad that they're not around anymore?
No, I'd probably be more glad that's not around now, yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Well, look, it's an industry that's never, ever going to die out.
I've heard less people are dying these days.
Oh, really? Is that a thing? No, it's mad. Who was I talking to recently? He was talking about some graveyard and really, really old graveyard and it literally was just stones put in.
They're so
old and they weren't like refurbished or looked after necessarily. But yeah, obviously now, there's such a market and there's so many options, etc.
Very cool, Alex.
So what's your working day? What time do you finish up?
Finish around 4. Usually.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Well, sorry
bad
for though. Thinking that you make AirPods. I'm glad we cleared that up.
It's a bit more interesting, the headstones, to be fair. Alex, what is your sus with the music? What do you think? Are you confident about the golden ticket? Do you think you could take this off us? What do you think?
It depends on the song, really. I'll give it a go.
You've
been following along with this, though, yeah?
Yeah, I know how it works, yeah.
And did you hear Nikita yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Did your heart break for her a little bit?
Yeah, it was hard, yeah.
But not too much, because then hopefully you can take
exactly.
it. Isn't that right, Alex?
Yeah.
This is Emma, Dave and Ashling's golden ticket. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different tune. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Alex?
Yeah, that's grand.
If you were to win this trip to Corfu, who would you take?
I'd have to bring my girlfriend.
You would have to. You really would have to. And good answer. Alex, where are you from?
Finglas.
Alex from Finglas. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I got my
driver's license. Olivia Rodrigo.
Stop the clock. Done. Beautiful, Alex.
Nicely done, Alex. You got that in 4 seconds. 21 seconds on the clock and 4 songs to go.
You still have a swap remaining. Let's go for song 2. Alex, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Gold, Harry Styles.
Stop the clock.
Wow. Nicely done, Alex. You have 17 seconds remaining. You still have a swap. 3 songs to go.
I'm really liking how easy these songs are so far. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. It's bad, it's a clock. Yeah, it's thick, 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. What do you think?
Swap.
Good shout on that one, I think, Alex.
Yeah, that was Lizzo's About Damn Time. She's a few songs knocking around. It can be hard to distinguish. So good use of the swap there.
Plus, it takes a while for it to get into It's About Damn Time.
Yeah, fair.
In a minute, you know what I mean? So I'm happy that you swapped and I think you might be happy too because hopefully you will get song 3, the brand new one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee. Because you only want to hold. Any idea, Alex?
No clue.
Ah, sure.
Good enough, is that good enough?
No, wait, now am I kicking? Every time I
pull my head, 2, 1. Time, Alex. I'm so, so sorry.
That sucks, man. I'm really sorry.
That was Pink Panthers and Ice Spice. It's called Boy's a Liar Part 2. Does it ring a bell, Alex?
Boy's a Liar.
I know.
It's one of those, isn't it? I actually would have thought probably Lizzo would be easier than that one. I think it's probably, we've played Lizzo a lot more recent than we played that one. But still, Alex, a great game. I hope you enjoyed playing, did you?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, thanks.
What's it like, Alex, to play rather than listen? Is it true what everyone says that it's much more of a panic?
Yeah, it's much harder.
Is it much harder?
All right. All right, well, listen, lovely to chat to you. Talk to you soon. And thanks a million for listening to us.
Hopefully you'll be making our gravestones one day, Alex.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Hopefully, yeah.
See you, Alex. Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The way you said hopefully there kind of scared me.
Oh, you never know. Just for his own business.
You never know. Yeah, I'll give my business to Alex if my family and friends listen. Yeah.
Alex could be 14. You know what I mean? We don't actually know.
No. Let's play again tomorrow. It's a Friday. Always a good day for a big win. Every day is a good day for a big win. But you know what I mean? Going into the weekend. Golden in a WhatsApp to register now to get on tomorrow.
Plus, we'd really like to give this away before Aisling comes back.
Yeah, just to spite her a little bit. You know?
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Ash, how are you? Golden ticket's gone, by the way.
Yeah. 087-711-1038. Throw us over the word golden to get yourself in with a shot of playing tomorrow and winning a holiday to Corfu. Rain Radio and DJ Craig Gorman talk about...
Oh, my God.
Next. I know. First, Ariana Grande. This is Yes and on Spin. Recharged. Rain Radio, DJ Craig Gorman and Talk About on Spin. A few years old now, what an absolute banger. In the next 10 or 15 minutes, Dave will be put to the test on the girly quiz. That is on the way for now, though.
Oh, God. Looking forward to that. Just not.
Oh, sorry,
to that
sorry, sorry.
So, me and my housemates went out for a little bit of food last night.
Did you now?
Yeah, we did.
Again, wouldn't be like
it. I know, we're just...
You live that life of Riley in that house.
But no, we just decided we'd go out for food and a few drinks or whatever, and we were chatting away. We all haven't hung out all together in a while.
There's so 5 years in total, isn't it?
There's five of us in total, and one of us is on holidays, but the other four of us went out. And we decided that we'd get a new housemate. This was quite late into the evening, okay? Right. So we decided quite late last night that we were going to get a fish. Now, we were told by the landlord that there are no pets allowed.
I don't think a fish counts.
I completely agree.
No.
Whereas my housemate is like, it's a pet. Now, I agree with that. It is a pet, but also it's not really a pet.
No, it's a pet that doesn't leave hair around or poo in the landing.
Dead right, okay? Yeah. So we decided that we'd get a fish, and we thought we'd get one fish. We'd get a betta fish. I don't know if you know what a betta fish is, but it's like it's a fighter fish. You're not supposed to have any other fish in the tank while you have a betta fish. Do you know what I mean?
Can I just ask what the inspiration was on this? Are you lonely? Do you need a bit of comfort in the house?
Well, I was saying to them, this is actually exactly what happened. I was saying to them when they came home from work last night, that I was like, I've been waiting for you since 10:30.
And do you think a fish is going to keep you company?
I think it would keep me entertained. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm waiting for you. And sometimes they come home and they're going straight back out, whether it's, you know, Ben might go play snooker or Linda might go do college work or go, might, you know, whatever, go for a walk with a friend or something. And I'm like sitting there going, I've been waiting for you for 6 hours to come home. I've been sitting here on the couch.
You're
you know
literally
what I mean?
Like Joey and Friends waiting for Chandler to come from work.
That is literally
or
my life.
Nick and New Girl who sits around all day.
That is my life. It's very annoying. I'm just waiting for them to come home. So I think if I had a little
I can
friend.
Just imagine him sitting there.
And just twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
But if I had a friend, do you know what I mean? I think that could actually really, really be helpful.
Do you realise you can't train a fish, you can't talk to a fish, you can't pet a fish?
I think if I got, like, say, for example, you know, like the kind of hoops that you see in Quidditch in Harry Potter.
Right.
I could get to, like, swim through it and stuff like that. I want, like, a cool tank. The only thing is, how? I've no idea. Just dangle pieces of food or something.
Do you realise how often you have to clean a tank?
Yeah. Now, see, this is my...
That's a bit gross.
This is my question, right? Because I used to have fish, okay? But I had multiple fish and the things kept giving birth. It was so annoying.
Okay,
it was,
so you don't want to breed fish?
No, I don't at all. Whether it's, I just want to buy one singular betta fish and make sure it's not pregnant. That's all I want.
But why do you want a betta fish? What's wrong with a good old goldfish?
See, the goldfishes are, I feel like, get kind of boring after a while. Betta fishes are like mermaids. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're class looking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they don't require much... anything, really.
I think I had the longest, the oldest ever goldfish. For my christening, my granddad gave me a goldfish from his pond, right?
Nice.
He had a big garden and loads of ponds. And we moved from Dublin to Waterford when I was 6. And that goldfish lasted to life. That goldfish was 11 years old.
Oh my God.
If that's even humanly possible.
That is insane.
Unless maybe... One goldfish went to the farm and then it was replaced.
And they replaced it.
Wow, I never even thought of that. Until
Emma's had 7 goldfishes.
Second. Oh my God, literally, I was
She's in mid, she's live figuring this out in her head.
Oh my God, I was like, we have the, I used to go around school being like, our goldfish must be the oldest goldfish.
This is real time, oh my, this is real time like euphoria, like, oh my God, there it is.
I need to send a message. Anyway, okay, sorry. So are you going ahead with this bet official?
So this
pizza?
Is the thing, right? I've been told that, okay, Dave, you know, you finish work early enough. You go get the fish, right?
Today.
So I have to go get a fish today.
I don't believe a word of this.
And a fish tank and a heater and a filter.
What's a heater?
A heater, because it's a betta fish. It's a tropical fish. It needs warm water.
And where are you going to get a betta fish today?
I don't know.
Right.
So if anyone knows where to get a betta fish, please let me know. That would be very handy.
I'm just going to say from the out, I think this is a terrible idea.
And if you could do it for a fiver, that would be perfect. I mean,
you can't go on air looking for bargains. On
I will
fish.
Give you. If PR companies could send me out betta fishes,
come on air, looking for favors when it comes to tropical fish.
You remember a couple of months ago, I did a thing on the show where I wanted people to send me in their water bottles for their company. I want you to send me in betta fishes, no, please.
Dave, we going home today with 45 fish. Literally, he'll have to get like a trailer extension on the back of the car to bring home the mouth fish coming in.
So we're getting a new housemate. We've already decided on the name. He's going to be called LJ, short for Lil John.
oh, no.
Because we all like the when Lil John in that song from Usher goes, yeah. You know what I mean? Where he goes, Lil John.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's that got to do with fish again? Sorry, I keep forgetting this was late into the night.
It was late into the night.
Okay, so with absolutely no correlation between fish and Lil John, you want to call the fish?
Well, our landlord is called John, so we thought if we called the fish after our landlord, he wouldn't mind it. So we'd be like, John, meet Lil John.
Sometimes I can't stand you. Best of luck. This is a terrible idea. I've said it now. I've said it in the record. Terrible idea.
Okay. Lil John.
I hate my life. Here's Jack Harlow at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jack Harlow and Lovin' on Me on Spin. Here we go. 8:29 on a Thursday morning. You know the story. If you don't, once a week, Aisling and I test our Dave on all things girly. He's been put through his paces for quite a while now and plenty of questions for him based on us ladies, mysterious creatures with so much going on.
Do you know how many times I've had on a night out people come up to me and go, how did you not know that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't
know. Are you
know.
Your man from the girly quiz? Last week you were asked questions about hair removal, apart from shaving.
Yeah.
And Katie was in touch.
I work in Lombre in Rat Mines, and I know Dave lives in Rat Mines, and I will happily foot the bill and have him come in and I will wax him live for you guys. No problem.
Oh, isn't she so
You're
good?
Welcome, Dave.
We were talking so about the other ways you can remove hair or whatever. Katie was in touch. What we can say, because a lot of people have been like, when is this happening? When's Dave getting waxed live on air? It will happen soon, but we'll get him and he least expects
oh,
it.
Oh, lovely. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll be heading out to Lombre and Rathmines. We'll drop it on him some random day after the show. Now, here's the thing. In order for Dave to win the week, he's got three questions, obviously. And he has two lifelines. One is a simplified, that's grand. But one is where he needs your help. It's called a phone a female, okay? So if you're a lady and you think you can help Dave out this morning, again, you don't even have to get the question right and you will know the answer if you're female. You'll bag yourself a pamper hamper because the girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. So just for coming on to help Dave, you'll win that pamper hamper with products to help you unwind and relax.
And that is feminism. You coming on, getting the question wrong, still getting it right. Me getting all three correct, still getting nothing. That's what feminism's all about, I think.
Be very careful. Being that bold right for the girly quiz. You better watch yourself, pal. Girly in a WhatsApp now, please. 087-711-1038. That is girly in a WhatsApp right now, please.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, Ash and I put Dave through his paces on all things girly and feminine. Obviously, Aisling is off at the moment. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. Dave needs to get three questions correct to win the week. Now, we do give him a hand. He has to get one question outright correct on his own, but he does have two lifelines to help him out. One is his simplify option, 50-50 essentially. And one similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Instead of phone a friend, this is phone a female. And we have the gorgeous, lovely Jess standing by to give you a hand this morning,
nice
Dave.
Nice one, Jess. Appreciate it.
Just to say as well, because it is the girly quiz and we delve into anatomy, time of the month, pregnancy, etc., body parts, everything, hormones.
You never know what I'm going to say.
If you're cautious of little ears in the car, just keep a hand on the dial this morning as we crack on. I think it's all pretty much safe.
Actually,
just,
they're all in school. You know, they're off school.
They're off school this week, yeah. The girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. That is good to know. And just for coming on to help Dave out, Jess, who is our Phone a Female, has bagged her very own Pamper Hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. Let's get cracking. You all right?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but like, let's do it. Let's just get it over with. I mean, yay, so happy the girly quiz is here.
I love my life. Yeah. Yay. Dave, question one this week. A bracelet worn around the bottom of the leg is called a what?
It is called an anklet. And it is a wonderful word.
Anklet?
Final answer.
Wow.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
In there, no messing.
Wow. 30 seconds. It's got to be the quickest answer we've ever had.
I think that's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
My God.
I'm glad you didn't ask me what, like, oh no, I suppose a toe ring. That's what they are.
They're pretty straightforward.
Yeah, a toe ring, yeah.
Dave, what is a toe ring? what do you make of anklets?
Anklets are very, very nice.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, they can be nice. I suppose they can also be ugly. It's like bracelets, aren't they? They're just on your ankle. I think, right. Aren't they on there all the time, though? Don't you get them moulded on or something? Not moulded, but like kind of soldered.
No.
Okay.
No. I think there are certain bracelets that you can put on by a jeweller that they're kind of in at the moment, actually, where you and your friend will get one locked on. But I think anklets in general have been around for ages and you don't have to get them like surgically removed or anything. Yeah. Producer Callum.
I've seen a shop in the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Swords that do like permanent jewellery, which is what you're saying.
That's all in at the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of moulded together.
It's like a tattoo.
You can't take it off.
It's like the dedication of a tattoo between you and your friend kind of thing without getting inked. Okay, question number two, Dave, on the Girly Quiz this week. Christ, bring Ash. Back. This is disgrace. He's too easy. Dave, when putting makeup on the lips.
Yeah, see, this is where I'm gone.
Is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first?
Lip liner.
What's lip liner, Dave?
I have a feeling that lip liner is something that goes around the perimeter of the lips to make your lips seem bigger than they are.
Okay.
Instead of having to get, like, your lips done, you'd put lip liner on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Lipstick, I'd imagine, would go on first just because you need to know where the lips are and where the lips end.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm...
Before or after, when putting makeup on the lips, is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first?
Do you know what? I feel like we're giving Jess a pamper hamper. She should work for it.
Hiya, Jess.
And I'm not fully
good
sure.
Morning.
What's up, Jess? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Jess. I've got 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me what goes on first, lipstick or lip liner?
It is a lip liner.
It is
goes on first.
Oh, does it?
The lip liner goes on first.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. I like it, Jess. And you seem pretty confident. How confident are you?
I would say very.
You'd say very confident. Okay, I would have always thought that the lipstick would go on first and then the liner afterwards to bring the perimeter, but maybe I'm wrong. Let's go with Jess and the lip liner goes on first. Oh, Jess, what are you doing to me? Jess! Jess, what are you doing to me, Jess?
According to a makeup website that I was looking at, Jess, they're saying that you'd always, with lipstick, put the stick on first and then outline. However, with gloss, you'd put the lip liner on first. Then you'd smudge it into the gloss. But they would say the liner would go after the lipstick.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I've been doing my makeup wrong for years.
It's actually what I've been doing my makeup wrong for years. Well, now you know, Jess. The girly quiz, helping people out since 2022.
Sorry.
I know, Jess, massive fan of yours. You've won yourself the pamper hamper anyway. Don't worry about it. It's grand.
See you, Jess. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later,
Don't
Jess.
Worry.
Bye-bye. Okay, we crack on into question number three.
I have a feeling a lot of WhatsApps are about to come through now.
We'll come back to that.
What the hell?
Let's move on.
All right, okay. Lipstick girls, not gloss. Okay. Dave, why is it traditional for the father to walk the bride down the aisle on her wedding day?
What kind of a question is that? That's history. That's not girly.
It is girly. Sure, it's a girl. It's a girly thing.
Well, a father is... I'm not saying I agree with it. Okay? I'm just...
No, as in traditionally. Why was that a tradition?
Tradition, I would imagine, because the father was seen as the only man in the woman's life until she got married. So the father was giving the girl away to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they hold the hands when they're walking up the aisle, and then they place the hand in the husband's hand and you go, you look after my baby girl.
Well, that's cute, but... So you're saying traditionally it's about being the only man in her life?
It's about, yeah, I would say it's about being the only man in her life and, or not just the most important, like the most important man in her life.
I think that's a really nice way to look at it. Just not sure if I can accept it.
Okay. I don't know what other answers. Could I simplify?
You can simplify. You can absolutely simplify.
Let's
go.
Let's simplify it. Let's hear that famous Aisling Bonner simplify sound.
Oh, sugar. She's on here. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, it's not great. Simplify mode. The question being, why is it traditional for the father to walk the bride down the aisle on her wedding day? Number one, this dates back to the days of arranged marriages where the father would give the bride away an exchange of ownership.
Yeah.
Olden days. Or B, because brides don't want their ma's dresses to show them up.
See, this is why I hate the Simplify. The Simplify is stupid.
I think the Simplify is fun.
The Simplify sucks.
But do you want them to be harder?
I do want them to be harder. Because it's very obviously A. It's basically I've just went, hey Emma, I don't know the answer, so can I have the answer, please? That's basically what the Simplify is.
Well, you probably would have absolutely sucked at the girly quiz this week should you not have used your Simplify.
Boo. Let's go back to question two.
Do you know what? We're going to put a pin in it. We'll come back after 3 minutes because I've got a lot of research and a lot of people to appease on the WhatsApp. So,
I swear to God, I checked and triple checked this yesterday. Gloss and liner is different. Lipstick and lip liner is different again.
People are begged to differ. Bear with us. Give us three minutes and we will come back to this.
Give us a mua, please.
It's a girly quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
I hate when this happens.
You're getting dragged, Emma. You are getting dragged.
I love this. I love this.
One of the questions Dave was asked was regarding applying makeup to your lips, okay? I looked up this website to get details on this, and this is what I was told. Anyway, the question was, when putting makeup on the lips, is it advised to apply lip liner or lipstick first, okay? And I was told by this website that stick goes first, liner goes after, different to lip gloss.
Right.
But sure, they're all coming at me now. I'm getting absolutely accosted left, right and centre.
I have never seen people so passionate about this. The amount of ones of always lip liner first. I've got capitals, lip liner first. Mm-hmm. No way the liner goes on after the lipstick. That's from Leah. Give him the damn point, says Becca. Kylie Jenner applies lipstick first. Who the hell
Kylie
puts
Jenner
on...
does lipstick first, exactly.
Sorry, where was that? Give him the damn... applies liner first.
Oh.
Who the hell puts lipstick on first?
Oh.
That is from Karen.
That's amazing.
We've got to get a definitive answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Jade on the line.
Jade is standing by. What's the story, Jade? Did I mess up?
Yeah, it's always liner first.
Hi.
It's like when you're colouring in a picture, you always do around the edges first and then you fill in because
then you colour in the lines.
I need to say hi to the kid in the background because you get no attention whatsoever.
Yeah, it's very serious matters being discussed here, Charles. Yeah, issues with the girly quiz. Okay, cool. Are you you're saying that in a big way? Are you a makeup artist? Are you a professional?
I'm not professional, but I did do a makeup course years ago, and even at that, I was taught do the liner first.
Okay.
There we go.
So, all right. We hear
Jade,
you.
Jade, you're right.
Thank you, Jade.
Thank you, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
We've had a couple of messages in as well. Lindsay got in touch bringing up, Emma, that you're friends with the girls from Be A Bell. They are...
Avian and Blonage.
I don't know if it'd be great to get them on just purely because they might actually say I'm wrong.
They specialise in cosmetics and things like that, don't they?
Makeup, yeah.
They're the pros.
Fake tan, everything.
Lindsay is saying, get the Be A Bell girls on the phone. It's definitely lip liner first. So we're taking this as the definitive answer.
Yes, okay.
Jade has already said yes, so I'm happy to give you the win.
Yeah.
But Emma, are you doubling down on this?
All right, okay, let me just get
the Be A Bell girls, right? So they were obviously, they have their own makeup company, Ave and Blonded, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'm ringing Ave here, one sec.
Oh, God.
Might not answer.
This is going to be so bad.
Come on, Ave.
How are you speaking?
Ave, it's Emma. Hi.
Oh, hi, how are you?
We're going to push you on air. Just 2 seconds. You answer me a very simple question, girly quiz drama. Lip liner or lipstick first?
Definitely lip liner.
Yes. Lip liner first. Okay, I was wrong. Okay, thank you. That's from the expert. Bye.
Bye.
Hang on. Bye bye. See you for Jazzy later. Yeah. Bye 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 bye.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
I get the winner music.
He gets the winner music.
This is like that time Bruno Fernandes scored a penalty after 2 minutes after the match ended. This is wonderful.
Job done. Another win for Dave on the Girly Quiz.
What a great week. Thank you very much, Dublin, for having my back. Appreciate it.
I need
it.
To go back in my history to whatever website I was looking at. Never use them again for
anything. I've always
anything.
Thought, yeah, your lips are just messed up there, Emma.
Shut up.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, it is Thursday. It's the 4th of April, 3 minutes after nine now. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Nearly the weekend again. Thank God for that. This is great.
Just keeps rolling around so quickly.
Love
it's fantastic. I have this new thing on my mind and I've been doing it for the last week or two. It's so annoying, isn't it? When you're just drifting off to sleep and you're like, oh no, This won't wait till the morning. I need to pee.
Oh, stop. It's
I
so
annoying.
I
need to pee. And you're just... It's always when you're almost like in that weird space between a dream and reality.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way where you kind of snap out of whatever random thing was in your head that was kind of becoming dreamlike? So I've decided lately, I'm not going to turn on any light if this happens because there's nothing worse. You're just wired again. There's no looking at the phone to check what time
it
is.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, yeah. When I wake up in the morning to, or like in like late in the night to pee or whatever, if I haven't slept, I do it with my eyes closed.
That's exactly what I was started doing, right? So I walk out into the hall, complete pitch black, and I don't even turn on the bathroom light. So I'm kind of using my hands to find my way to the loo. And it's worked a treat for the last couple of weeks. I go back to bed just pretty much as sleepy as I was, and I don't need to pee. So winner, winner. However, last night.
Oh, no.
Rooting around. There's the sink. Okay, I can turn around now. Here's the loo. Fell on my arse on the bathroom floor. Right down in the middle. Knocked my head off the back of the toilet seat. One of the toilet rolls fell off the bath it was balancing on. That went flying all across the bathroom floor.
Right, so
unravels so
wired.
Much.
You were going to be wired
oh,
for the night.
Literally, it was game over. So I don't
annoying.
Know. I'm trying to figure out what the sweet spot is. Because I don't want the bath. Maybe I do just need to use my phone. Maybe we all need to use our phone torch rather than a main light for something like this.
Yeah, or just wear a nappy.
Well, do you know what, Dave? There's a lot to be said for a nappy.
A lot to be said
You're
for a
You're just arsing around, literally, doing your thing. Mind
though.
Your business. What do you mean?
I just hate that, though. I hate when you're, like, too tired to pee, but you're, like, too full of pee to sleep.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I
it's
was
just
like,
it's the worst thing in the world.
If I'm in that position, I'm like, I probably will wet the bed. And that's no good for anyone.
How old do we sound? We're like, do you know when you have to get up in the middle of the night to pee? Have we suddenly become 74?
Me daddy, daddy, it's Sam Smith and Kim Petras and Unholy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Very here uncomfortable
with
you
now
saying that word.
Stream World Class Entertainment. Oh, that thing I just... Oh, I was just singing the lyrics.
Ugh. Shivers
come on,
in my spot.
Stop making me feel weird. I was just singing along to Sam Smith. There was no weirdness in my mind.
I don't think Sam Smith is talking about their father.
Okay, let's move on. Me and my housemate had such a laugh yesterday evening, right? Because I'd seen this story, read the headline, and then we were just riffing about it. I'll tell you the story in a second. But essentially, we ended up like literally in so much laughter and so much heated discussion, actually, and disagreement about if hypothetically a carrot could speak and it was being hurt.
Oh.
How would it scream? I realise how ridiculous this sounds, but there is
method. Ridiculous. It sounds evil. It sounds like your Lord Farquaad
yeah.
in Shrek or something.
Yeah, yeah. I actually don't really like pain or anything to being induced on anything, even inanimate objects. I apologise to myself. So that's not really my vibe. But it's more, we were more like going like, I would imagine a carrot is like an owl fella. And she'd be like, no, a carrot would be like, wah!
Yeah, it'd be a little baby like
exactly.
Kevin the carrot from Aldi.
I always see Kevin the carrot in my mind, but I also always see, there must have been a cartoon or something when I was a kid where a carrot had a straw cap on and was kind of an owl fella with like a pipe or something
okay.
in his mouth. Anyway, the reason being, There was a story doing the rounds that caught my attention on Twitter. And if you are a veggie, this is kind of sad for you because it turns out that plants actually do let out sounds that are like screams when they're distressed, according to a new study.
Well, plants are alive, but I didn't think about this in terms of like actual vegetables.
Yeah, so just imagine like if they're out and there's a big combine harvester in a field coming down through the field harvesting up loads of carrots. Apparently they're all actually like in the cartoons and they're like,
wah! What's that movie? Hot Dog Party, is it? What a crap movie. Sausage Party, that one, yeah.
So they produce these noises in times of acute stress, and this is really sad. I think it's really sad. It's not completely clear how they produce the noises, but one of the big biologists involved in the study says, now that we know that plants do emit sounds, the next question is, who might be listening? Like, do they communicate any other way? Anyway, that's a story for a different day. Science ain't my thing.
A load of carrots, like, in a field, freaking out that a combine harvester is coming for them. But I'm like, do they have to be pointed the right way? Or is, like, all of them like, and one carrot's like, I don't know which way, what's happening behind me? Like, why is all going mad?
Exactly. I don't care about the science behind this. I care about trying to have a discussion about what different vegetable screams would be like.
Okay.
So, again, I'm going to start with carrot. I imagine an owl fella with a pipe. In comes the combine harvester, the carrot goes, that's my carrot scream. What's yours, Dave?
Oh, you want not mine.
Okay, so in comes combine harvester, you're with all your fellow carrots, you're underground, you're lovely and warm, happy out, you're about to be picked up and eaten. What are you saying? Is that your carrot?
That's
really?
My carrot, yeah. It's a little baby. It's a little, like, it's a little Kevin. I'd imagine Kevin terrified, and that's how I'd imagine he sounds.
I won't fall out with you over a carrot noise, but I wouldn't agree.
Okay, that's fair.
We move on. A load of kale in the field.
What's kale?
Kale is the fancy stuff. Do you remember years ago there was a big kale diet everyone was getting on? Kale is like Fit Fam kind of thing. Okay. I don't even know if anyone still eats kale. Right. They're probably all happy out underground. I'd say they're not even harvested anymore.
What do you think kale would sound
like? So I would say if I was kale with all the babes, Fit Fam, I'd be like,
I actually think that more of a carrot.
No, that's my kale.
No, I like that. Kale. Well, you said kale was fancy, so I'm going, oh!
All right, okay, let's then roll on to the peppers, okay? Peppers, I would imagine, are pretty hardcore, lads.
Peppers.
And I can't see a female pepper in my head, just the lads.
Yeah, I get that, I suppose.
I'd say a pepper, in comes the combine, is like, Jesus, boy. I'd say it's not even a scream. I'd say it's more gruff.
See, I'm thinking more like, I don't know, peppers. When I think of like spice and stuff, I'm thinking Mexican and think that kind of a vibe. And I'm kind of, I don't know how I do it. Olé!
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Like almost a Shakira when she does, you know, the...
Okay, finally then, it's coming up to Halloween. It's a busy time for pumpkins. They need to come out of the ground. They know what's coming, I'd say. I'd say a pumpkin is pumped and ready for Halloween. Oh, pumping... I'd say they're like...
Oh yeah, like a ghost. Yeah.
Like a ghost. However, Emer, my housemate, completely disagreed on pumpkin and said, no way. Pumpkins aren't scary. They look little, look how happy they are. She thought that pumpkins would be delighted with life.
Pumpkins to me are countryside.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like pumpkins are definitely cultures.
Go on.
So I'd imagine they're like, oh Jesus.
I could honestly play this game till 10 o'clock. You haven't even looked at tomatoes yet.
Oh, leave them alone. Great news. There are more billionaires than ever in the world.
Oh, yay.
Woo! Well done, billionaires.
Did you bring in the party hats?
Yeah, honestly, I forgot them.
Oh, damn it.
I can't afford them. Happy Thursday to all 2,781 billionaires in the world. 141 more billionaires than last year and 26 more billionaires than the record set in 2021. They're richer than ever too, which is great, isn't it?
Oh, that's
a combined worth of around $14.2 trillion.
I saw a tweet last night. I didn't obviously know that you were doing this, but it was just like something I saw being like, it should be illegal to be a billionaire. Because then once you hit that status... it should be taken off them and given to other people who need it. Like, you do not need to be a billionaire.
You don't. No one needs that much amount of money.
Absolutely no need for it.
It's
and I think it would solve all the world's problems. Hit that status, make sure the money's divvied up and given to those who need it, and we would live in a much nicer world.
Yeah. And, like, fine if you're a millionaire. Do you know what I mean? Grant. But, like,
it
as soon as you reach
extent,
that... as soon
it?
As you reach that... if you have a million, great. Well done. Fair play to you. Aren't you brilliant?
This sounds really stupid of me. Is a billion 100 million, yeah?
Maybe.
Is a billion a 100 million?
No, it's not.
It couldn't be a million.
No,
million.
It's 100 million. So it must be 1,000 million.
A billion is 1,000 million.
There we go.
Like, for goodness sake, you don't need to be 1,000 millionaire.
No, you don't.
Ridiculous.
But obviously you have the likes of Elon Musk from Tesla, Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, Jeff Bezos from Amazon. But some interesting things I found on the list. Well, I think they're interesting, so I'm going to bring them to you. The richest person in the world is no longer Jeff Bezos and no longer Elon Musk. And it's someone I've never heard of in my entire life. His name is Bernard Arnault. Right.
Okay, and he sounded like a lad down the road until he said his surname.
Yeah, Bernard. Arnold. And he oversees the LVMH empire, which is an empire of 75 fashion and cosmetic brands, including Louis Vuitton and Sephora.
Oh, well, there you go.
So he is number one. He is worth a staggering $233 billion.
A few handbags.
Honestly, insane. American presidents, Trump is the only person on the list. Trump is worth $2.3 billion. No Biden, no Obama. Found that interesting.
I suppose he was a businessman before he was president. He wasn't a political guy.
Yeah, true.
You know.
Also, these facts I have about this rich list are just things that I find interesting, so I'm hoping you also find them interesting.
So far, so good, Dave.
Eduardo Saverin, does the name ring a bell at all?
Yeah.
The names ring a bell? Okay, well, he was in, I don't know if you've ever saw the movie The Social Network.
Yes.
The movie about Facebook with Jesse Eisenberg, Justin Timberlake and Andrew Garfield.
Was he the guy that Mark Zuckerberg robbed his ideas off and went off on his own?
Basically, kind of. Well, it was Mark's idea in the first place, but Eduardo kind of wrote the algorithm and things like that for the site, and basically Mark Zuckerberg took his name off.
Well, I'm happy that he's still doing well for himself, because I felt like he got totally lowballed.
He kind of got shafted from the company by Mark Zuckerberg, but got his worth back, and now he's on the list as the 60th richest person in the world at $28 billion. So well done to him. He's the only person I'm kind of happy for, in a way. Other names on the list, obviously Taylor Swift. She is 2,545th richest person in the world.
She just got herself into the billionaire's club, didn't she?
She did indeed. She is worth around $1.1 billion dollars. Is she?
It's funny though, isn't it? Because I'm confused. When someone says someone's worth something, like, that doesn't mean that there's $1 billion in her bank account.
I think it's just the amount of money they have made. Do you know what I mean?
Is that true? Thing,
but also
if
their assets and
million,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Is it, what, her tour worth $1 million? Her back catalogue worth $1 million?
I think it's everything that she's earned so far, plus all her assets and things like that. If you were to, obviously you're not going to be able to, but if you were to buy Taylor Swift.
I get you, and everything that she's worth.
Exactly.
It's not like she does a quick balance on her AIB and goes, Jesus, look at that billion.
I wouldn't imagine so.
No.
Do you think Taylor Swift is richer or poorer than Oprah Winfrey?
I would say she's richer at
this
stage.
She is not.
Is she not?
Oprah Winfrey is actually richer and more than double. $2.8 billion Oprah Winfrey's worth.
Wow.
Six people on this Forbes rich list are from the Mars Bar family.
Excuse me?
And I find that bizarre. They own Mars. I didn't think they were that rich.
No disrespect, Mars, but you're Nestle. It's just never going to compare.
So stop buying Mars.
Mars ice creams are amazing.
Oh, they are good, aren't they, to be fair? So I understand why they're worth billions. There are 11 Irish people on the list. Some of the names are John Collison and Patrick Collison, owners of Stripe, a tech company. They are worth $7.2 billion each. John Graykin, Lone Star Funds, a private equity firm based in Dallas, Texas, that focuses on real estate investments. Dennis O'Brien runs Digicel, a mobile phone network provider that operates in the Caribbean, Asia Pacific and Central America. He's worth $2.8 billion.
Wow.
And I know someone who's been in his house. How cool is that?
That is cool.
So yeah, that is the Forbes rich list. It's out at the moment, and I honestly am so interested in this. There's so many people I never even heard of. Do you know what I mean? But there is, I think the top five were, of course, Bernard Arnault is number one, Elon Musk number two, Jeff Bezos number three, Mark Zuckerberg number four, and Larry Ellison number five. Bill Gates number seven.
Isn't it weird how kind of obsessed with rich people we all are?
I know, but I do find it interesting.
Yeah, like, how did they get there and all that is very interesting, you know?
Probably given it.
A lot of inheritance.
Inheritance.
Yeah. Anyway, I would say tax the billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Pass it around. Share the wealth. Literally. Casso and Ray and Co and Prada on Spin.
And Co, big fan of that.
Yeah, the gang, you know? There's a load of them in there. Normally we play a game called One Foot in the Rave, but no, not this week. We're playing One Foot in the Dave, but don't be getting your toes in Dave's mouth.
Please, that'd be nice.
Okay.
I only let a very specific people do that.
I know I kind of walked you into it, but I regretted it as soon as I started speaking. So Dave has been Daving a song, i.e. Take It On Again there, Dave.
Dave, 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 Dave. Very simple.
So, yeah, you've been getting in touch with your guesses by sending the word Dave. Honestly, there's so many mentions of the word Dave, I'm kind of overwhelmed.
I love it so much.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you up to? You're on the move.
Yeah, I'm just on the driving to Walker.
What do you do, Holly?
I'm a mobile health navigator.
A mobile health navigator with the HSE. Oh, very cool.
Very good. So you never kind of stay in one place every day. You're obviously going to wherever needs your help on a daily basis, are you?
Yeah, I move around.
And how far would you normally have to travel? Could you end up in Cork, or does it kind of keep you around the Dublin area?
No, I just look after CHO9, so just around Dublin.
CHO9, represent. Nice one, Holly.
All right, Dave, give it a lash again. Then.
Here we go, Holly.
What song is he Daving?
Dave.
Make him stop, Holly.
What is
the name
of the song? It's Savage Love by Jason
Derulo. Would it be Savage Love by Jason Derulo?
Dave. Holly, congratulations. A1, you have won IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations.
Thanks a million, lads.
Have a good day, Holly, and mind yourself, okay?
You've done CHO9 proud.
Bye. Talk to you later.
What is CHO9?
I don't know. It's very specific. I don't know what CHO9 is.
I would have always thought that was just Channel 9.
Channel 9. About to play Dermot Kennedy something to someone. He's not having a great morning.
Is he not?
He's not happy.
Oh, no.
He's a picture of himself giving a dirty look to the camera saying, "Why do people eat on podcasts out loud, making eating noises into the microphone?" !! It is annoying. Stop that. Here's something to someone here at Spin.
I feel bad for you, Emma, because you just walked out of the room at a brilliant moment.
Oh.
Brilliant moment. You walked out of the room there about 2 minutes ago. Where did you go?
I went up to the canteen to bring my cup to the dishwasher.
Well, what happened was we got a no caller ID phone call on the Spin phone.
No way.
Producer Callum decided, I'm going to answer it. He picked it up and he went, "Hello, it's Spin 1038. And they went, "Which football team do you support?" It was a load of kids.
And Callum went,
"Nottingham Forest." And they went, "Who?" And then he goes, "Who do the radio presenters support?" And Callum goes, "Dave supports Manchester United." And one went, "Yes!" And the other went, "No!"
This all happened in that 45 seconds.
I don't know what happens because... really briefly, like, the studio phone that we have is for our WhatsApp, but there's no SIM card in it. There's no phone number attached to it. So I don't know how this phone started ringing.
As in not through a WhatsApp call?
No, it was just the regular phone.
That's really interesting. Oh, wait till you see now. You've started something. We're going to get absolutely...
Yeah, ask us random questions. Call us.
It's annoying because it's just an iPhone as well, so I couldn't record the call.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no way of saying that this happened, but you just got to trust us.
That's so cute that loads of kids rang in on their school holidays looking to know who you support. I'm sorry, that's absolutely
very
brilliant.
Disappointed when there was no Liverpool fans in studio.
Should have just said, "I am, I don't care."
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.